Hello, Mr. Dillard. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. Recently, we spoke with Morgan County State's Attorney Bobby Bongean on his methods of handling cases involving drunk driving in this county. Two recent cases in Morgan County have caught our eye here at WLDS WEAI News, and they involve Ryan Doka and Michael Clayton. Now, are you familiar with both those cases?
Yes, I'm familiar with both of them on some level.
So then you're aware that both these gentlemen have a lengthy criminal history, which does involve multiple DUI convictions?
Yes.
Okay. At the probation department, how is their alcohol intake being monitored, if it's being monitored at all?
Well, with Mr. Doka, he was not ordered to consume alcohol. There was a restriction placed on him that he would have a vape device installed in his vehicle, which would monitor his alcohol consumption for a period of 6 months. With Mr. Clayton, I believe there's a condition of his bond. He's a pretrial supervision case that prohibits him from drinking alcohol at all.
So for the case involving Mr. Doka, is that a typical court order sentencing for him to be able to drink freely after multiple convictions involving alcohol? Is that a normal sentence?
That he'd be allowed to consume alcohol?
Yes.
It varies with his history of alcohol consumption, though. It might be a little surprising that there was not a restriction on his alcohol consumption as part of a plea agreement.
At the probation department, how do you guys monitor alcohol intake on a regular basis? Is there things you guys can do, some tests you can do, technology?
Certainly. If someone's ordered not to consume alcohol, at this point in time, we will do random home visits, or we will randomly have the client come into our office where they'll submit to a breathalyzer test. There's technology out there, such as the SCRAM device, that monitors their alcohol consumption 24 hours a day. And you know, that's the surest way to ensure that someone is not drinking at all. Our supervision is limited to the randomness of the test, and we do try to mix that up, having clients test on weekends sometimes through the week, but we try to change those days up. Again, we do random home visits, but it's a little more difficult, less reliable than using a device such as a SCRAM.
So for these two individuals, would it have been a useful tool then to use the SCRAM device?
Well, certainly on Mr. Clayton, if Mr. Doka had been ordered not to consume alcohol, then yeah, that would have been a great piece of equipment to use. It's the surest way to make sure someone's not consuming alcohol.
And then, according to Mr. Bongean, Mr. Doka was required to have a bait system installed in his vehicle. What is the bait device and how does it work?
The bait device is a piece of equipment that's connected to a vehicle's ignition system. The client has to periodically blow into a pipe that then registers his blood alcohol concentration, and if there's any alcohol in the system, the vehicle will not start.
So Bongean said that if Mr. Doka were to drive another vehicle which didn't have the bait system in place inside it, it would be a, quote, violation of his probation. Is that statement true?
It's the state attorney's prerogative. On our referral that we received from the court, it doesn't specifically say that Mr. Doka cannot drive another vehicle. What we would do is we would monitor as best we could, or if we received reports that he was driving another vehicle, whether it be, say, a parent's vehicle, a friend's vehicle, maybe he's got a motorcycle or something. What we would do is we would report that violation to the state's attorney, and it would be his decision or the decision of one of his assistants to seek a petition to revoke his probation. But as far as there being a specific condition on the referral that we received, no, there was not.
And I know you guys handle a lot of cases involving DUI, drunk driving, and so forth. What is your priority and your overall stance on, you know, this is a safety issue for Morgan County in handling these issues?
Repeat DUI offenders are always a concern of ours because there is a real danger of an accident that would involve not only themselves, but some other member of the community. So they're a high priority for this office.